6:23, it is the Hometown Morning Show currently. 55 degrees in downtown Hartsburg. Market on the Square coming up Saturday. And our friend Carrie's in the studio with us to tell us all about it. And she's not real happy with me for getting her out at 20 after 6, but yet here she is.
We are here.
Just a ray of, just bright as bright as sunshine.
It's a good thing it's radio and not video, right?
Listen, they wanted to put a webcam in here one time, and I'm pretty agreeable. Nope.
Yeah.
No. No.
We appreciate that.
I mean, you know, it's morning. Most of the time, I don't even sound good. You don't want to know how I look. Kind of, I don't know, kind of hobo-ish on occasion.
I understand.
I don't
totally
mean to, but it's early. Market on the Square time. How is that possible?
I don't know, but we're going to hope this weather holds till Saturday. Because It has been wonderful this week.
We're calling for nothing but sunshine on Saturday.
That's what we like to hear.
That's what I've got on through. I don't have a bit of rain in the forecast that I see, and I've got it till a week from today.
Well, Paul Priest said it, so let it be.
So let's cross our fingers. I don't want to take. If it's pretty, I'll take the credit. If it's ugly, I don't want the blame.
Okay.
So here we are. So 2 days from now, we're probably all going to be running around downtown.
Absolutely.
Hooking up stuff, getting people ready. You're about to embark on a couple of busy days.
We are.
But fun days.
Yeah, for sure. We've got right at 75 non-food vendors.
Wow.
So the streets are going to be packed. The grass around the old courthouse is going to be full. There's going to be vendors everywhere. And then, of course, we have food options as well. The Masonic Lodge always does breakfast. The men cook breakfast. And then later in the day, the women do turkey dinners. So they'll be there. And then in the parking lot, the side parking lot of the new courthouse, is where our food trucks will be. And we've got a Mexican food truck coming out of Evansville.
Oh, wow.
We've got Jay's Good Grub is coming out of Owensboro. We've got a lemonade lady that does flavored lemonades. And last year, bless her husband's heart, she sent him to IGA, Walmart, and Save-A-Lot looking for more lemons.
Oh, wow.
She sold so much more than she anticipated.
So we ran them out last year.
We did. Several vendors, which is great. And so they were all like, we want to come back.
Good. Well, it sounds like things, you know, Market on the Square, kind of a breath of fresh air, still holding on to tradition, but doing things a little different. And I think it's great. We're looking forward to being there and talking to everybody. And, you know, people do tend to run from me sometimes because I do have a microphone, but that'd be fine. Come by. We'll give you cool stuff anyway. So all these vendors, anything our vendors need to know as far as setup?
So just if you're planning to come down there, whether that's as a vendor or shopper, vendors will be able to pull up to their spots between 7 and 8 that morning where they can unload right at their spot and then go park. At 8 o'clock, we are going to shut Main Street down. At 8 o'clock, if you show up after that to unload, you will have to park and pack it. I do have some high school teenage kids coming to help, but, you know, you would still have to be packing it from somewhere. And then, of course, once they get set up, our plan is for vendors to start selling at about 9. That way they have time to get set up, go to the bathroom, grab some breakfast if they want. But I do know last year some of them started a little before that because they were ready to go. So we will be ready no later than 9 o'clock.
Fantastic. And just a wide array of stuff. We can't even begin to scratch the surface on all the cool things that are going to be there. We talked this morning about a lot of like real art type things,
yeah,
and arts and crafts, handmade, a lot of Kentucky items.
Absolutely.
So come out. You know, the weather is looking fantastic. It's going to be nice that morning. Low 60s overnight. It's going
to
be all
and
right.
There are things, we've tried to find things for men. So I've got there's some teenage boys around here that make fishing baits.
Those are my buddies right there.
They're going to be there selling. There's a guy who makes custom game calls. He's coming to sell. So there are things for men. Hardinsburg Methodist has decided to partner this year. They're going to have bounce houses and a quilt show on their property right at the corner. So there is something for everybody. Of course, I've told lots of friends, hey, this is husband take the kid day, and you come with the checkbook and spend some money.
But there you go. There you go.
And one of the things that we're doing differently this year, and I can't take credit because we stole the idea from a different market, but every vendor has donated an item that is going in a raffle basket that we will be raffling right there at Hoedown Day for somebody to win. And all of that money is going to go to Angel Tree here in Hardinsburg.
Fantastic.
So there's some really cool stuff in that basket. Stop by and see it. We'll have a list published all over the place on Saturday morning once we have everything in hand. But we want to find a way. You know, this event is not about making money. We want to just break even and pay for things like the sound guy and porta potties and all of that stuff. So we wanted to find a way to give back, and it's kind of a cool idea that somebody's going to take home something from nearly every vendor, and we're still going to get some Christmas presents for kids in the process.
Fantastic. It's, you know, it is all about helping the community and bringing the community together. After the last couple of years, I know everybody wants to see each other.
Sure.
Visit. Talked to somebody yesterday. They came in the station, and they said, it's good to be out. Feels kind of normal.
For sure.
So
we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there, and I think things like Market on the Square are helping us get there, and I think it is good for the entire county and the whole community. So come out. Come hungry. Don't be stingy. Go to the ATM machine and come and you know, support these people who do create and make interesting things. That's what keeps them going. And
sure.
That kind of gives us our identity. It's kind of, you know, this part of Kentucky is chock full of just interesting, talented people. So buy their stuff. They're going to keep on doing it.
Absolutely.
It makes us all happy. It makes us all look good. So are you ready?
I am.
All right.
We are at the final countdown. And I'm anxious just for to see everybody's things, because I've seen their sign-up sheets and what they say they do,
mm-hmm.
versus when you really see it with your own eyes, it's like, oh, okay, that's really cool. So we're excited just to see everybody, to see some of the vendors that are coming back from last year. And then we've got some new ones. If you haven't bought your mums or your pumpkins yet, Isaac Jeffries, who's a local kid, is going to be there with a trailer full of that stuff. So, I mean, there literally is something for everybody.
Fantastic. We're excited. I know you are, too. I know you put in a long week, and you've got a couple long days to go, but it's all going to be worth it. Market on the Square, a great thing. You know, I guess that all originated with you ladies at Hardinsburg Baptist brainstorming, wondering kind of what to do, and now look how big it is.
Well, and when we were kids, those were the kinds of things in small towns,
mm-hmm.
that were big deals. You know, we all looked forward to hoedown day and getting uptown, really, because you got to walk away from your parents for a while.
Right. Ran around with your buddies.
And so I know a lot of those artists and craftsmen people, that generation, some of them had died, and the gaps hadn't been filled in. And so we have a group at Hardinsburg Baptist that's called Shine. There are women who come from other churches every Wednesday, and we do Bible studies and these kind of community outreach things. And we were just talking, like, could we bring this back to life? And when we called city council, they were like, hey, if you're willing to do this, take it and run, and we'll help however we can. And so they've been great as far as, you know, making sure we're doing legally the things that have to be done to shut down the streets and all of those things, but to just say, we'll support however we can do it. And we're trying.
All right. Well, folks, let's try with them. And, you know, we can keep doing them if we show up.
Sure.
You know, if we show up, spend a little money, eat good, you're going to have fun. You're going to get to shake and howdy and see people you haven't seen for a while. So come out Saturday. Weather looks, it really could not look better.
And even if you just want to come for the entertainment, that starts at 11. There's a gospel group going to sing from 11 to 12. And then we've got Cody Loden, who's a local kid. He's going to be up at 12. And Ryan Ross, who was a local kid, been living in Nashville for the last several years, he's going to be up from 1 to 2. So
he's excited, too.
If you just like good singing, there will be lots of good singing that'll start at 11.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a blast. Anything else we need to cover while we got you, since I got you out of bed?
No, I think we're good till closer to Christmas.
All right. Well, we're already looking forward to that. We'll be talking about that in no time. It's going to seem like about a week.
You can start buying Christmas presents for Angie Saturday.
There you go. I think it's a great idea, because I like to get it done. I like to get it done early. When you're scatterbrained and you know you are, you've won half the battle,
Karen. And you're never home.
So no,
you have to just do it when you can.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you for coming in this morning.
No problem.
We appreciate you. It's going to be a great time Saturday. Market on the Square. Get ready, Brent County. Get out, support it. Have a big time, and we'll be back.